नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पूर्व मीमांसा प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। ओम वासुदेव रमाकांतम् नत्वा लोगाक्षि भास्करः कुरुते जैमिनिनये प्रवेशायार्थ संग्रहम्। सो सन्निपत्य उपकारकम् आराध उपकारकम्। दिस इज व्हाट वी आर सीइंग। सन्निपत्य उपकारकम्। व्हाट इज दैट सन्निपत्य? व्हाट इज कॉल्ड सन्निपत्य उपकारकम्? कर्म अंग द्रव्यादि उद्देशेन विधीयमानं कर्म सन्निपत्य उपकारकम्। सो that which is the karma which is directly linked with the dravya or the anga, that is called sannipatya upakarakam. Yatha avaghata prokshanadi, like avaghatana and prokshana. Avaghata is removing the husk from the wheat or rice, and prokshana is sprinkling of water on that wheat or rice before making it purodasha, before converting it to purodasha, whatever you do. So this sannipatya upakaraka is of three types. Tacha drishtartham adrishtartham dushta drishtartham jayati. It is of three types. One is drishtartha, that for which you the results are immediate, you see, you experience. Adrishtartha, for which the results are not immediate, you will not be able to experience the result immediately, it's for hereafter. Drishta adrishtartha, partially here and partially hereafter, like that. We'll see each. Tatra drishtartham avaghatadi, adrishtartham prokshanadi, drishta adrishtartham pashurodashadi. Drishtartham avaghatadi, avaghata, removing the husk from wheat or rice, is for drishtartha. We understand immediately, we gain the knowledge. Once you remove the husk, that wheat or rice is gained. That is what it is for. What is the why is it done vidhi of, why should it say this? You Shruti should say you have to remove the husk to gain the wheat or rice. So that is drishtartha. You can experience, you can understand, you can gain the result immediately. Adrishtartha, for which you don't, you cannot understand the result immediately, which is a prokshana, the sprinkle of water, sprinkling water. So this water does not change anything, does not change anything or bring in new quality in the wheat or wherever you sprinkle. But what is that for? Apurva, he says, it will bring you an apurva, anga apurva. So anga apurva is not that which is experienced immediately, it is for hereafter in the heaven or wherever. So drishta adrishtartham pashu purodashadi, and the third is drishta adrishtartham pashu purodashadi, pashu purodasha, purodasha, pashu purodasha, etc. Here are drishta for drishta and adrishtartha. Drishta, you cut the animal, you remove the parts, you gain the results immediately, meaning the parts are gained for the fire oblation. That is drishtartha. Adrishtartha, when you use this purodasha, when you place this purodasha in front, or when you use it as oblation, there is a apurva gained with that. It is adrishtartha. It is that which cannot experience now, it is for hereafter. Therefore drishtartha adrishtartha and adrishta adrishtartha. Tadhi dravya tyagamshenaiva adrishtam devata uddeshena cha devata smaranam karoti. That is what he is saying. The final third one, drishta adrishtartha, how it is drishta and adrishtartha? He says dravya tyagamshena. See, when you cut this cow, then you remove the kidney, the heart, etc. Now you say idan namama agneye idan namama, this is for this cow, I am cutting for agni, not for me, it's not mine. So I give up the ownership of that object whichever I am having, whichever I have cut, and that is adrishtartha. Devata uddeshena devata smaranam drishtam karoti, that is adrishtartha. This giving up of the ownership of that oblation is for adrishtartha. It will give you a result. But there is a drishtartha also, you lose one cow. There is a drishtartha also. But here we are not talking about it. You are not talking about the artha, that which is useful for us. Losing a cow is not useful for us. So, what is that? Devata uddeshena cha devata smaram drishtam karoti. Drishtam is here, you are giving up the ownership. To whom? For this devata. So, that devata, before giving that ownership of that cow, you have to remember that. Idan namama. It is not mine. Whose it is? Now, devata agnaye idan namama. For the agni. When I say agnaye, I meditate upon, I remember that agni devata. So, there is a drishtartha. Drishtartha and adrishtartha are adupakarakani. So, that which is related directly, immediately with karma and the dravya, that is sannipatyopakarika, direct relationship. In long shot, if you have a relationship, that is called aradupakaraka, that with the result. Dravyadi anuddhi, dravyadi anuddhishya kevalam vidhiyamanam karma aradupakarakam. Not meaning dravya etc. When the karma only is referred to, that is called aradupakaraka. Because only the karma has direct relationship to the result, phala. So, yatha prayaja, the like prayaja etc. The pancha prayajas, which is part of the dashapurnamasa yaga, which we saw, that is like this. Aradupakarakam cha paramapurva utpatto eva upayujyate. And what is this aradupakaraka useful for? It is that which has a relationship to the karma. But what is that useful for? When you perform the karma, it gives you a apurva. Anga apurva, which indirectly relates you to the paramapurva. So, this is directly related to the paramapurva. Paramapurva is the total apurva of the karma. When you perform the darshapurnamasa yaga, whatever is the total apurva, total result you will gain. Apurva is the punya which is linked to atma, which helps you, which helps that atma, that jivatma, to experience the heaven. So, good or bad deeds, whatever, if it is good, it will help you to experience the good things, heaven. If it is bad, it will help you in experiencing bad things, hell. So, asannipatya upakarakam tu, dravya devata samskara dvara, yaga surupi api upayujyate. So, aradupakarakam is directly related to the paramapurva. Sannipatya upakaraka is through the samskara, devata, samskara of dravya and devata, dravya devata, samskara dvara, through the samskara of dravya and devata, it helps you to gain the swarupa of yaga, to perform the yaga properly. Indirectly it is helping you to gain the result. See, if you perform the karma as said, dravya, devata, uddesha, karma, whatever samskaras are said, then it will give you an anga apurva, which is going to help you in the result, paramapurva. See, generally we understand anga apurva and paramapurva are the two apurvas, but there are some four apurvas which the mimamsakas accept. They are not that useful, because if a limb is performed properly, it is going to create an anga apurva. If all the limbs are performed properly, that is going to create a paramapurva. It's very simple. So this is way you have to understand. Paramapurva, anga apurva are the two apurvas. Idam evacha ashrayi karma iti uchyate. This karma is what is called as ashrayi karma. The sannipatya upakaraka is called as ashrayi karma, not the aradupakaraka. Tadevam nirupitah sankshepato viniyoga vidhi. Now we have seen what viniyoga vidhi is. Viniyoga vidhi, that which helps you to apply the karma in the application of karma. That viniyoga vidhi we have seen, because we first saw utpatti vidhi, which is the vidhi which helps the knowledge of injunction of the shruti. the order which the Shruti gives to experience samrasa, that is gained from through utpatti vidhi. Once you gain the knowledge of the injunction of the order from the Shruti to experience this result, you have to perform this karma, then you have to think about the application. So vinyoga vidhi comes into place. And in vinyoga vidhi, to find the application, to do the application properly, you have to use each of these shat pramana, six pramana, shruti, linga, etc. So you have to use these pramanas to understand the angas, the relationship between the anga and angi, then to apply for the karmas to be applicable. Now once you finish the utpatti vidhi, vinyoga vidhi, then adhikara vidhi and prayoga vidhi was what was explained in the previous text. There are four vidhis. What are they? Utpatti vidhi, vinyoga vidhi, adhikara vidhi, prayoga vidhi. I am stressing adhikara vidhi, prayoga vidhi. We are going to discuss about prayoga vidhi. But he said the order was utpatti, vinyoga, adhikara and prayoga. Not utpatti, vinyoga, prayoga and adhikara. He says prayoga prashurbhavodako vidhi, prayoga vidhi. Sacha angavakya ekavakyatapannaha pradhana vidhireva. So here he has not given any reason why prayoga vidhi is discussed here instead of the adhikara vidhi. He gave the order was he is now doing krama bhanga. He is misplacing the order. It's not right in any shastra. But here you have to understand why he is doing this. He is changing the order while application. Because instead of adhikara vidhi, once you know the viniyoga, the application, the prayoga, you have to apply. Then comes the adhikari. Who is adhikari for what? So now we are discussing prayoga vidhi. Okay. Now what is prayoga vidhi? Prayoga prashirbhav bodhako vidhi. Prayoga vidhi. Prayoga vidhi is prayoga. The time of application, during the time of application, prashurbhava, prashuhu means fast. Fastest way. Bhava way, fastest way, bodhakaha, that which reminds us, that gives the knowledge of the fastest way of application. That kind of vidhi is injunction is prayoga vidhi. So you know the vinyoga. Now you have to do the karmas as fast as possible. So for the results to be gained properly, but that should be, see, doing faster means it does not mean that doing it wrongly, cutting, stripping it off the necessary karmas. No, you have to perform all the karmas properly, but faster. So this vidhi gives you the knowledge of that. Such a angavakya ekavakyatapannaha pradhana vidhireva. This is a pradhana vidhi which gives you the knowledge of angavakya with relations to the other angas to gain the ekavakyata, to gain the non-different knowledge. Sahi sangam pradhanam anushthapayin vilambe pramana abhavat avilamba aparavaryayam prayoga prashurbhavam vidhatte. Sahi sangam pradhanam anushthapayin. See, this karma, it helps you to do the karmas faster. Because avilambe pramana bhavat, to delay it, there is no pramana. What is the necessity? Why should one delay the karma in application? There is no. Once you know the application, the method to apply, you have to apply. There is no reason to delay the karma. Therefore, aparavaryayam prayoga prashubhavam vidate. So, it gives you the knowledge of the prayoga to do it perfectly. Nacha tad vilambe api pramana bhava api iti chet. Vilambe hi anga pradhana vidhi ekavakyata avagata tad sahitya anuvatti hi. See, pramana vilambe pramana bhava, in vilamba, doing it delayed manner, in a delayed manner, in a delayed way, there is no pramana. That is what we say. But Vipuru Bhakshi says, no, there is no pramana which says you should not delay. You can delay also. What is the problem? What is the hurry? You know the karma. Now you know the application. You apply it. What is the hurry in it? You know the karma. You are going to do it. So what is the hurry in it? So there is no pramana which says you should not delay. You can delay. Therefore, so if you say no, that is not right, because vilambihi anga pradhana vidhi ekavakyata avagata tat sahitya anubhattihi. If you do it in a delayed way, if you delay the karmas, this is the problem. Sahitya anubhattihi ekavakyata sahitya anubhattihi. There is a confusion in the relationship. You are performing some karma and other karma related to a main karma. The main karma, for the main karma, the primary karma, the secondary karmas are angas, are limbs, are parts. And there are part karmas of these angas also. Angas also become an angi, which helps you to perform, in which there are many limbs. So, Purodasha is anga. In Purodasha, I have to remove the husk, that is one anga. And then I have to mash it, I have to powder it, that is another anga. Then I have to boil it, that is another third anga. Then I have to place it in front, that is fourth anga. Purodasha itself, there are 3-4 angas now. Sprinkling also, there is one anga. So, there are three, four angas in Purodasha itself. And this Purodasha is the anga for something. Now, if I delay the karma, there will be no relationship between the anga and angi. Now, I don't know. What am I doing this for? I'll forget. Because there is no relationship between the anga and angi. I have delayed. See, today you have to remove the wheat. If you are going to do the karma the next day, today, early morning, you have to remove the wheat. It's called nirvapa. You have to do nirvapa of wheat the previous day morning itself. So you morning or evening, whatever time, you remove it, you keep it. Now after removing the husk, etc., now you have powder it and it is ready for making getting the purodasha ready for the next day karma. Next day early morning you are going outside for your other morning oblations, morning karmas. Now, during that time, you see the star, the position. It is very well clear that, see, Darsha Purnamasa should be done in the new moon and full moon. Now, according to the position of the star, today cannot be counted as a full moon or new moon. See, full moon and new moon, how do the astronomers in India, they count? See, you have to understand this. There are two ways of understanding that today is a full moon or new moon. Today is full moon or not. The North Indian people, according to the North India, if there is the new moon during the sunrise, during the period of sunrise, they accept that whole day to be day of new moon or full moon. But the South Indians, they take whatever is the majority day. If during the day break, morning, early morning, the dawn, if the full moon or new moon is there, but still during the rest of the day, if the next day has come, Pratipada, the first day of the full moon or new moon has come, then they don't accept it as full moon or new moon day. The previous day, which has the majority of full moon or new moon, will be accepted as full moon or new moon.